Hi, everybody. This is Joe Garagiola from Al Lang Field in St. Petersburg, Florida. And the Cardinals are really busy out there this morning, getting ready for the opening day. And with us this morning is Stan the Man. Stan, you look like you're about 8 ounces overweight.
Well, actually, Joe, I'm about 2 pounds overweight, and gives me something that I can work off this spring. But I feel good and strong, and of course, it shouldn't take me too long to take off a pound or two.
Stan, you've already hit 2 home runs and 1 tremendous double. You're really sharp for so early in the spring.
Well, yes, generally I don't hit the ball as well early in the season, spring training season, but for some reason, I don't know, I feel like I can see the ball better here at the St. Petersburg. None of the years, it's always been a bad background, but for some reason this year it looks like the trees are higher this year and you can see the ball a little better.
Well, how does a big guy like you get so sharp? How do you get ready? Pepper games or what?
Well, I like to do a lot of pepper, that's right. You hit the ball between 500 and 1,000 times a day at pepper. Take about 10 days of that in batting practice, and pretty soon you're meeting the ball very well. And, of course, it takes a little time to hit the curveball, but at least you can time that ball halfway decent.
This year, Stan, you'll be going to open a season as a first baseman, no doubt about it. Does it make any difference? Last year, you were kind of betwixt and between.
Well, I got the funny part about it last year, Joe. I got to like first base and learn how to relax around there, and felt like I was going to play there and got to like the position. And I like it very much and hope I can stay there this coming season, but you never know.
Stan, I read something where you said last year about 25 or 30 times you didn't have that real good concentration. What did you mean by that?
Well, it's hard to concentrate on every pitch after you've been playing so many years, Joe, 15 years, and you get the bat so many times at the plate. Well, it's pretty hard to concentrate on every pitch, and last year I felt like I didn't concentrate at least 25 or 30 times, which I felt like made a difference in my hitting or whatever you want to call it.
Stan, no doubt that you'll figure in the batting title race with Hank Aaron, who was last year's winner. Anybody else that you look for a really stiff competition?
Well, of course, a fellow like Ashburn is always capable of having a good year. He's a good fast runner, can get a lot of hits. And, of course, Wally Moon of our club is a good hitter, very fine hitter. And Bill Verdon over in Pittsburgh and Kozlowski. Any one of those fellows can have a good year along with Aaron and have a chance to lead the league. But I have a lot of confidence this year in those fellows. Those young fellows better look out.
It sounds like you got a secret weapon. You got a secret weapon up your sleeve?
Not as yet.
Stan, how about this Cardinal ball club as it looks so far this spring?
Well, our ball club is shaping up very well. I think our pitching staff has been definitely improved, and with the addition of Ennison, we'll give our right hand punch give Boris some good punch on the right side, along with Wally and I from the left side, and our young fellows look very good, and our young pitchers are also looking very fine. So all in all, I think our ball club is definitely improved for this coming season.
You say improved. We finished fourth last year. You want to volunteer any secret information?
Well, I think we're going to be better than that this year, Joe. I think we have, if we get all the breaks and our pitching can hold up, I think we have a good chance for the pennant.
And the personal goal that Musil has for himself this year is what?
Well, I like to, naturally, I like to lead the league and drive in over 100 runs and hit about 340, I'll settle for that.
Stan, I'll settle for a 2, and if I was telling it, it was a big joke, but with you, of course, we know you really mean it. Stan, thank you very, very much for dropping by this morning.
All right, Joe, always nice talking to you.
And that was Stan Musil, star outfielder for the St. Louis Cardinals, reporting from St. Petersburg, Florida. And now, don't forget that every thrilling play that the Cardinals play down here in spring training on Saturdays and Sundays will be broadcast by Harry and myself. And stay tuned to this station for every exciting play during the coming season.